We are only a few days out from the castle. If you didn't have to rest, we could continue straight through the nights. It would be a lot safer, and we would be able to cover much more distance. The clock is counting down the moments until the guards notice you have gone missing. For all we know, they've already noticed and are on the hunt. I can't believe you were able to convince me to help you escape. I feel like this goes against everything I was created to do. The court created me to protect you. That was my only job, my purpose, to keep you safe at all costs. But then you panicked at the arranged marriage, started crying to me saying that you couldn't love a stranger and you can't do it. Seeing you so broken, I had to do something. I never wanted to see my charge frightened or hurt again. Now, here we are, hiding in the forest like a couple of criminals. I guess I am the criminal here. Since I smuggled you out, Lord forgive me because I can only see this ending one of two ways. We escape and you live a life a few towns over with no one discovering you, or more likely, I end up disenchanted and you end up being married off anyway, and all of this was for nothing. I'm sorry, my liege. I am realizing how dangerous and ambitious this mission really is. The consequences for you far outweigh the ones of my own. If we get caught, and I lose the fight, the worst that happens is I stop existing. No more sentience for this suit of armor. But for you, it's your future at risk. It's your entire life and being forced to live a lie just because of the status you were born with. That's not quite fair, is it? Then again, none of this is fair. Having to run away from your kingdom, from your life, from everything you knew just to avoid being married off to a total stranger that you don't even love. How I pity you. Silver lining, though. You do have to admit how I was able to smuggle you out was quite brilliant. Hiding you within my empty suit of armor and then walking out into town to do rounds with the other guards. I don't think anyone suspected a thing. I really hope they didn't. How did it feel to be inside me? I apologize for the crudeness of my question. I did not realize how it would sound out loud. You have to understand that I was created for you. To protect you. Support you. Take care of you and your needs. All of them. I have nothing but love and loyalty for you, my liege. I might not be a person, but that doesn't mean what I feel is not true. In fact, it was the whole intention behind being enchanted. Something that isn't human, that feels nothing but devotion towards you. That's why even though we are doing something stupid and dangerous together, I can't help but feel no remorse. Your happiness is my number one priority. Fuck the kingdom. If it means running away from all of your responsibilities and your betrothed just for you to be happy, that's all that matters. Sorry. I was letting my emotions get the better of me. What do you plan on doing once we get far enough away from all of this? I'm sorry, I don't mean that in a rude way, my liege. How do I put this politely? I have a hard time imagining you doing something like that. You have to understand, you have been a pampered royal your whole life. Do you really think that you can dive headfirst into the deep end with a career like that? I mean, take a look at your hands. Look at them. They're soft and delicate, never having worked a day in your life. Now, take a look at my metal gloves. Do you see the dents? The crevices? Look at that. That's from fighting, from training, dedicating my entire life to protecting you. You can barely get dressed on your own, my liege. You always require my help because your outfits are so intricate. I guess that's not a problem anymore since you're not technically royalty. Therefore, you should learn to dress yourself, huh? Do basic things on your own. You're no longer going to live a pampered and spoiled life. You have claimed your free will and independence, but I do wonder, are you going to be able to pay the price? Do you know how to cook a meal? Hold a conversation with someone? What do you know of relationships amongst the regular people? I would be willing to bet that I have had more conversations and connections with those born of a lower status than you, and I am not even a person. That's it. Let my hand caress your cheek and guide your eyes to meet my helmet. I want you to look at me while I say this, okay? I want you to look at me, and I want you to see everything. No, I will not let you look away. I'll hold your face tighter and force you to look at me. You need to listen. You have been a spoiled thing. Maybe this is good for you. It's not like you're royalty anymore. You gave that up. Now, you are just a regular peasant like everyone else. You are not untouchable. You are not rich. I am not saying this to be cruel to you. I am saying this because I want what is best for you. I am not going to abandon you. I will always take care of you. I love you, my liege. But this is a brand new world. One that you know nothing of, and you will be relying on me to help you navigate it.
I never realized how small you were compared to me. When we were in the castle, despite the obvious size difference, you always seemed larger than life, unobtainable, something untouchable. But out here, nothing but the campfire to keep us company. You look so small. I could just pick you up and place you on my lap without you being able to stop me. Would you even want to stop me? Your breathing has picked up from the metal touching you. I had no idea how submissive you were. Such a fiery royal in the court, but as soon as you leave your ivory tower, you become a mewling kitten. Am I the only one to have touched you like this? Made you feel like this? Such a sweet little virgin. Trying to stay pure for your wedding, right? Were you that delusional to think that it was going to be someone you loved? Instead of being a chaste member of the royal court, eagerly awaiting your wedding. Now, I'm going to take it for myself. I think I deserve a reward after all my years of service to you, my liege. Can't have you squirming away. Going to sit you on my lap, your back to my metal chest, and I'm going to reach around and... There. That's better, wouldn't you agree? Nothing preventing me from getting where I want. Yeah, that's it. Let my fingers make you feel good. No one has touched you like this before, have they? Have you ever touched yourself like this? Am I in uncharted waters, trying to navigate this? You feel very good in my hand. So precious and small in my lap. The way my body can just tower over you as my hand strokes you nice and slow. Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? Such a cute virgin. Having the cutest reactions to my large middle hand playing between your legs. The flowering you is such a treat. Knowing that I'm the only one to have touched here Not even yourself. What a wonderful way to pay me back for all those years of service. For protecting you. Yeah, this. This is nice. I'm the only one who is ever going to touch you here, right? This belongs to me. Good, good. I've given my entire life to serving you, and this is my reward. I'll protect you, guide you, show you how to live like a normal person, and in return, you'll pay me back like this. After all, how else will you? It's not like you even have a dime to your name. The only way you can afford me is if you pay me with your body. You see, the born and bred noble is my personal slut from now on. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Just look at you. You like how my metal hand feels, don't you? The way it just glides along. It feels so good. All these sensations. The warmth of the fire. The cold of my hands. The pressure of me at your back. Yeah. So much bigger than you, absolutely towering over you. You're so small and defenseless, aren't you? Such a shame. I had no idea you were such a submissive whore. That you wanted to feel so dainty and tired. That you wanted some hulking brute to take advantage of your little body. You should have asked for it sooner, my liege. I would always be happy to oblige. After all, it is my purpose. Taking care of you is the only thing I have ever been told to do. It's why I was created. I was created to be your perfect fit. And that means taking care of you like this too. After all, this is mine. You even agree to it. This body that I have dedicated years to protecting, that I was created to protect, it's mine to do with as I please. And all you have to do is say yes. Isn't that a fair trade? I'll keep you safe from all the muggers in the streets. Those creepy merchants that are gonna try to oversell you on things. Yeah. Just let your suit of armor take care of you. Your personal bodyguard. It's not like I'm ever going to get hurt that badly, no. Not when you're a peasant. You are going to be such a cute little peasant. I can't wait to see you in peasant's clothes. It's going to be so nice not to have to worry about all that royal attire. Worry of me ripping it or not lacing it up right, buttoning something here or there. It's going to be so much better for your new position. Yeah. I think you'll find that peasant's clothes are much more comfortable, don't you, my liege? You like when I do that? You like when I start going a little bit faster? Yeah. I'm gonna be delicate with you. Take it nice and slow. That's it, my liege. Let your bodyguard make you feel good. Yeah. This is what you've been denying yourself all those years. While you were trying to stay chaste and pure for your wedding, you denied yourself this pleasure. Something I can only dream of feeling, but you can experience. Was it worth it? Was it worth denying yourself this pleasure to be good? Because you're no longer a virgin now, no. I've taken it. It's mine. I've deflowered the young royal, and you don't seem to have a problem with it. In fact, I think you're enjoying this much more than you're letting on. Is it all overwhelming? So much change? I wonder if your betrothed would even want to marry you knowing that you aren't a virgin anymore. I know royalty is so uptight about this kind of thing. That's it. That's it, my liege. Yeah, you can move your hips if you want. Do what feels right, what feels natural. Yeah. This is one of those things that's uniquely human. Feeling this good, getting this much pleasure. It kind of makes me jealous. As a suit of armor, it's not like I'll ever be able to feel something like this. But I can make you feel this good. I can play with you, and I get so much satisfaction out of playing with you. It pleases me to see you getting off like this. So turned on, and I've barely really done anything, haven't I? You're just so sensitive to everything because you haven't been touched before. You don't know the pleasures of the flesh, but don't worry. I'll teach you. You would be surprised by how many people want to fuck a suit of armor. Something new to experience. And it's not like I really have genitals, so I can really only do hand stuff, but that's never stopped anyone before. And that's not gonna stop you either. You're my personal slut, remember? Yeah, you're my little toy. And whenever I'm bored, you get to be entertainment. That's how you're gonna pay me back for all those years of servitude. For my ongoing protection of you, my liege. You're gonna be my little entertainer. You've always loved the spotlight, haven't you? Well, now you have it, whore. You have my full attention. I don't even have to be nice to you anymore because you're not technically royalty. You're like everyone else. How does that feel? Knowing you're exactly like those peasants you thought you were so much better than. You've fallen from grace. I am enjoying this. Maybe this really was the best call for you. Giving up your royalty, your privilege, all that so you could be independent. You don't really want to be the submissive spouse to some random stranger you don't know. I don't think your betrothed will want you now that you've been violated like this. Even though I don't think what you would call what we're doing violating you. No, it feels good. How could anything this good feel like a violation, right? Yeah, that's it. Oh, look at you. So cute. So delicate. So small. All while I am just completely hunched over you, protecting you from everything. And making you feel so fucking good. You're safe in my arms, little one. You're not going anywhere, my liege. No. In fact, I'm gonna speed up now. You're so adorable. I can't get over there was this cute of a little thing hiding within you. Where's that stubborn, fiery royal from earlier? The one that was so headstrong on escaping the castle, on making their own fate. Where are they now? They're gone. It seems a little bit of pleasure goes a long way with you. You've never felt this good, huh? Never felt anything like this. You should wait until you feel when my fingers go inside you. You would like that. A big, thick finger filling you up, moving. But we're not gonna do that today. Today we're just gonna focus on this. I'm gonna focus my menstruations on stroking you. Playing with what's between your legs. Because that's mine, isn't it? I wanna hear you say it. Come on. Be good for me, my liege. Say it. Good. And I can play with this whenever I want because it's mine, right? Oh, good. You really are a quick learner. Maybe I underestimated you. Maybe you do have potential to be more than just a clueless royal. Maybe you can make it in the peasantry. With a few more training, and of course, you're gonna have to get used to that kind of life. You're not gonna have servants on command answering your beck and call. You're not gonna have fancy outfits. You're gonna have to pay for things yourself. It's gonna be such a downgrade for you. And I'm going to love seeing it. I'm gonna love seeing you try to become a normal person. It's gonna be so entertaining. That's it, my sluts. Oh yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Just let my metal gloves keep pleasuring you like this. Keeping you safe. Giving you so much pleasure. You're just the cutest, aren't you? Yeah, you are. Oh, you're so clueless and naive. There's so much you're gonna have to learn. But don't worry, that's why I'm there. I'm gonna guide you. I'm gonna take care of you. Just like I always have, because that's my job. That's my duty. I've told you once and I'll tell you again, my liege.
I love you, and I am completely and utterly devoted to you. But we're just gonna have a little bit of a dynamic change. Instead of you being the one to boss me around all the time, I think it's time that I boss you around. It's only fair. After all, you're not royalty anymore. I don't have to worry about anything. I can take power and control, and you're gonna like it. Because look at you. Look at how you're reacting to my touch right now. You love this. You love how I'm making you feel. Yeah, that's it. Oh, so good. So good for me. Now I want you to come. Can you do that? I want you to come. Come for me. Come for me, my liege. Let me see it. I want to be responsible for your first orgasm, so come for me. Come for my fingers stroking you and playing with you. Come on, be good for me. I know you can do it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, good, good. That's my good liege. Yeah, look at that. Oh, so good. I'm very proud of you. I had no clue what a wanton little whore I had been protecting. When we get to the next town over, maybe I'll see if I can get you a job at a brothel. That is something more fitting for an easy slut like yourself. No more royalty life for you, my liege, no. Welcome to depravity.